The number of cyclosporiasis cases has doubled in Oklahoma, and state paramedics respond to a surge in heat-related illnesses. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm McDaniels. The State Department of Health confirmed Tuesday that cases of cyclosporiasis have more than doubled in the past week. Sabrina Thaler has the latest.
The OSDH has reported 172 confirmed and probable cases in its weekly update on the spread of the intestinal illness. 12 people have been hospitalized with symptoms, 6 more than last week. Cyclosporiasis is caused by exposure to the parasite Cyclospora, usually by consuming contaminated food or water. Outbreaks are affecting a growing number of people across the country, with a spike in a cluster of Midwestern states. Infection can cause watery diarrhea, a loss of appetite, and other gastrointestinal symptoms. Public health officials are still at work identifying the sources of the outbreaks, but people can prevent exposure by thoroughly washing and cooking fresh produce. I'm Sabrina Thaler.
Oklahoma paramedics have responded to at least 30 heat-related illnesses in the state's two biggest cities already this week. Sierra Pfeiffer reports.
Many Oklahomans are braving a week of triple-digit temperatures as a high-pressure heat dome traps hot air in the region. Local first responders issued medical heat alerts in Tulsa and Oklahoma City after medics treated 13 people with suspected heat-related illnesses in just one day. Adam Paluka is a spokesperson for EMSA. He says Oklahoma first responders are accustomed to operating in the heat, but paramedics are prepping for more temperature-related calls.
The heat is undefeated against those who aren't prepared and don't take it seriously.
He says the state's crews are ready as high temperatures persist. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Federal and state officials reached a settlement in an antitrust lawsuit with farm equipment manufacturer John Deere. Anna Pope reports Oklahoma was not part of the case, but the state's farmers union praised the settlement.
The Federal Trade Commission and 5 states have announced a settlement and an antitrust lawsuit against Deere & Company, commonly known as John Deere. The lawsuit alleges that the company used unlawful practices to restrict farmers and independent repairers' ability to fix Deere farm equipment. Under the terms, the company is required to make tools to fix equipment available to producers and independent shops. The company must pay $1 million in attorney's fees and be under strict oversight. Last Oklahoma legislative session, an agriculture machinery right to repair bill failed to advance despite receiving strong support in committees. Officials from American Farmers and Ranchers Cooperative, which is also the Oklahoma Farmers Union, lobbies for right to repair rules. They say the settlement is a step toward permanent nationwide regulations. I'm Anna Pope.
And several new MAPS 4 projects are moving forward following Tuesday morning's Oklahoma City Council meeting. Jack Walters has details.
On June 1st, construction began on one of MAPS 4's most anticipated projects, a multipurpose arena that has recently been dubbed the Continental Coliseum. On Tuesday, City Council approved further construction, moving into subcontractor bidding for key elements such as signage. MAPS 4 also includes plans for several youth centers throughout the city. Architect Colin Fleck shared plans for the first of these centers, located in Woodson Park. Construction is expected to begin September of this year and end in March of 2028. All MAPS 4 proposals on Tuesday's agenda were approved by the City Council. I'm Jack Walters.
Read more news at KGOU.org and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.